G'day, Mossy.
Morning, guys.
Good to see you, mate. Okay, well, tell us about culture in a team. Tell us about a culture. When you were coaching, did you have to sort of do the homework of the area and what's come before it, and or did you just come in with your winning culture, or that's what you were trying to press to the playground?
Look, culture is a word like systems in our game. It gets thrown around a bit too easily, I think. And culture is it's crucial to a dressing room and the success of a dressing room. And I guess you've got to set your culture. You've got to know what you're about and what your dressing room is about and what the club is about, and recruit accordingly. But at the end of the day, you wouldn't be talking to good people if they weren't quality players. Mm. It's a professional sporting environment. So first and foremost, you have to have quality to win football games. But then if you drag a very, very good player into a poor culture, they're never going to be able to perform at their best, and it's going to ruin the rest of the dressing room.
I suppose I've heard in my day...
It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah, and I heard, excuse me, and what you've got now with the presentation of a new baggy green to a debutant, what they tend to do is get ex-players to present that. New South Wales,
like
same
that.
Thing. The player presenting it tends to talk about what's gone before wearing this cap and the culture and the responsibility. So it's probably no different when you're getting handed a Bulldogs jersey to say, wear this with pride. We've got a long history and we, you know, want you to stand tall for that.
I think if you want the best definition of culture, get the book Legacy, the All Blacks. That is a phenomenal read.
Yeah.
And okay, the All Blacks they're going through a bit of a tough time with regards
to
their culture.
Not tough enough.
No, with regards to their culture, they're being punched around a little bit, but that is a fantastic read.
They're winners, mate.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, but their senior players sweep the dressing room out after a game.
Yeah, but that's all right.
And that just shows no one's above.
We saw Jonathan Thurston picking up all the cans and strapping on the weekend for the North Queensland Cowboys.
Yep.
You know, that's a good culture. But, you know, they're winners. They're winning cultures. If you're a player, let's be honest, do you think Neymar left Barcelona to go to
a better culture,
Paris Saint-Germain, because they had a better culture?
No.
Right.
No,
do you think if a rugby league player got 200,000 extra at one club, he stayed at the club with 200,000 less because they had a better culture?
No. I don't think that's the draw card, but that's certainly one of the massive ingredients that allows you to be successful where you are.
Mm.
Yeah. If you're a good coach, you've got good culture at your club, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You only have to look at the Mariners and Sydney FC under Graham Arnold.
Yeah.
I've never seen better cultures than it.
Yeah.
In any form of sport.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Mate, the Matildas.
Speaking of culture.
And Sam Kerr, outstanding.
It was good.
I'm going to dub her the female Tim Cale.
Incredible.
I'm sorry, she's that good. And she's got that uncanny knack, like Timmy does, in the male version of the game, of knowing where to be, when to be there, and executing. That first goal last night from the Emily Van Egmond free kick with her head was world-class. Like the awareness of where the goalkeeper was, the connection on the ball, everything about it, unbelievable. She should have had a hat-trick last night. She had a goal unfairly disallowed for offside as well.
Saw that.
And she laid on the final pass for Australia's other goal. Okay, there was a miss kick. I think it was Katrina Gorry, but
it was a bad miss kick.
Yeah,
well, it was a great miss kick, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Great miss kick that turned out fantastically well. But
it was like a shank,
as we call it
in golfing terms.
Spot
you know?
On. It was a shank. But the ball just before that from Sam Kerr was exquisite. The vision and the execution, the weight of the final pass, absolutely outstanding. These Matildas are there to be so proud of. 16,829 supporters up there on a school night in Newcastle. Yeah. And it was 17 years to the day since Brazil beat Australia, the Matildas 2-1 in the 2000 Olympics.
We've had a lot of nice SMSs saying they went last night. It was a hell of a night. And one of our callers suggested it should have been at a bigger stadium. But we both feel that they got it right with the venues.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the atmosphere at both was phenomenal. And this is a big debate always around games like this. Would you rather a massive stadium that's half full or a boutique stadium that's chock-a-block?
And
I'd take that any day of the week, and I'm sure the players would as well.
From my point of view, Mossy, you know, like not quite clearly, I'm not the biggest Matilda fan, but to be able to watch superstars in action and, you know, have that standout out there, and you know, it was a bit of a thrill to watch Sam Kerr because I haven't really seen a lot of it. That's probably my fault. But it was to be able to no Devana out there for most of the game, so to be able to watch Sam Kerr in action was a treat.
Yeah, you know? She really was good. And you talk about culture. Look at the smile on the faces of the Matildas before the game, not after the game. They're always going to smile when you've won a game. But in the national anthem, the pride in their eyes and the smiles on their faces, and the Brazilians, you could see very petulant at full time, and some of their tackles were out of order. But yeah, the Matildas, something to be very, very proud of and embrace them. Mm.
Socceroos 30-man squad.
Yeah, Ange Postecoglou has come out with a preliminary squad. A couple of couple of surprises. Nikita Rukavica, who we haven't heard of for a while, was a massive wild card. 30-year-old, 13 caps. Last played for the Socceroos 2013 against Canada. He's now in Israel with Maccabi Haifa. He scored 4 goals in 7 league and cup games this season. The other one is Josh Risden from Western Sydney Wanderers. Now, this one points possibly to a change of system because he's a right fullback. Mm. Will Ange go to a back four? I don't think so, personally. I don't think he'll change things. But that is an interesting one that just poses that question mark.
Mossy needs good sold out too. Blacktown City tonight up against the Western Sydney Wanderers. And then we've got the Gold Coast against South Melbourne. So who will Sydney FC play?
Yeah, look, the draw will be done after these two games, but you would imagine Western Sydney Wanderers will get through against Blacktown. That Lilyholm Stadium is going to be absolutely rocking tonight. It really will be. So I'm tipping Western Sydney to go through, and I think South Melbourne will get over Gold Coast up there on the Gold Coast.
Mossy, we thank you, mate.
Thank you, guys. See you tomorrow.